From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This summer, a great migration has been taking place. It involves some 6 million items that illustrate the creative heritage of the U.S. Films dating back to the late 1800s, sound recordings, published and unpublished, primetime TV shows, and more. Their destination is a new state-of-the-art facility that will ensure their longevity. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports.
Travel an hour and a half southwest of Washington, D.C., and you can stand atop history. An underground bunker here once held $3 billion in cash, money that the Federal Reserve would have used to revive the U.S. economy after a nuclear holocaust. The place was closed in 1993. Then a decade ago, plans got going for a new facility on this spot, one that would house something priceless, the audiovisual collection of the Library of Congress.
War. This war talk's spoiling all the fun at every part of this country. I get so...
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
The whole collection is coming together for the first time at the library's Packard campus. Gregory Luco is chief of motion picture, broadcasting, and recorded sound.
This campus is where we acquire, store, catalog, and preserve.
And preservation, he says, is at the heart of operations. That's because so much that's here, the wax cylinders, the nitrate film, the magnetic tape, would disintegrate if not handled properly.
You don't play back an item until it's been preserved. Once you've preserved it, you make a new copy of it, you can play that back to your heart's content and you don't need to worry about damaging originals in the process. So this facility allows us to preserve so much more and to make so much more available.
And that includes sound recordings like this one of Count Basie.
Recorded in Brussels. Never released in the United States.
Every time it rains, painted from heaven.
Alan McConnell heads up the recording lab where digital copies are made.
We're finding some of these older records had much more musical information recorded on them than we were getting off before. Now we're able to hear that and do a much better job of getting the full fidelity recorded.
Just down the hall is the video transfer room. They've got 500,000 video cassettes that they'll play back and record onto computers. Think Super Bowl ads, the Iran-Contra hearings, the Ed Sullivan Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Everything that's preserved here will be accessible to the public in reading rooms on Capitol Hill, and for material in the public domain, on the internet. But first, Luco says, the library had to find machines to play every format of video ever invented. Betamax and VHS, but also open reels and three-quarter inch U-matics.
So we're constantly on the lookout for these old machines, even if they don't work, to be able to cannibalize the parts to keep the machines that we do have working, to keep them working.
And at the other end of the technological spectrum, there's a blue robot here called Sama.
And you see the little robotic claw down there that will grasp the tape, put it in the machine. It'll reformat the file and then take it out, put it back, take the next one. If we were to do this by hand, we'd be doing this for decades.
Now, while a collection of 6 million items is impressive, it's far from complete. Gregory Luco hopes that people will dig up treasures they may be holding in their basements or attics and donate them to the library. And there are plans to start archiving more of the internet, though little has been done so far. Fortunately, the center's new digital storage units hold not gigabytes, not terabytes, but petabytes of information. Room enough, Luco says, for the future. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.